Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I'm guessing this is a pretty godless crowd. I've been on the road and I like to end by asking if there's a, and now I feel like a bully because it's so godless. Usually when I'm in the rest of the country, I'm the only godless one and then I don't feel like an asshole. But are there any guys here that believe in God? Not like, well, I believe there's something. I mean like an organized religion, like Christian, Muslim, Jewish, blah, blah, blah. You've got like 5 seconds to raise your hand if you're close. Yeah, I didn't think so. Really? Can you come up closer to me so that I'm in the light? Just come up to the stage. What's your religion?
I would say I'm Christian.
You would say you're Christian?
There's like a lot of different words we could use. I'm Protestant. I would probably classify myself as Lutheran.
All right. Okay. What is your name, sir?
Troy.
Hi, Troy. Huh. Thank you for doing this. This is very brave. We're in Los Angeles. It's very godless. I draw the godless out. So I don't want you to feel bullied or something.
It's okay. I raised my hand voluntarily.
What did you say your name is? Troy?
Troy.
Oh, okay. That's fun. All right, Troy. I'm dying to ask this question. I'm so excited there's a God person here. All right, you're a Christian, Protestant area. This is a question that I think should be one of the big questions even. Okay, yes or no? Would you let God come in your mouth?
No, no.
No?
No.
Okay, go back to your seat. Oh my God, no! Thank you very much. Thank you, Troy. No, that's mind-blowing to me. And yet, not unique. Not a unique answer, I'll tell you that. I would say the answer has to be yes. But I will tell you that as I've been touring the country, 80% at least of men say no, like Troy. So congratulations on not being unique and yet being wrong, in my opinion. That is so petty, I think. You know, it's like, up until now, Troy, you're saying, God, I know that there's AIDS and rape and famine and genocide and murder, but I know you have a plan and I am your servant. Unless your serving come, then I'm out. That's so petty. Told Abraham to kill his son. And you know what Abraham said? No problem. Chip! Get down here! I know I didn't read the Bible, but everybody knows Abraham's son was Chip. And Abraham was gonna murder his son. And then right before he did, God was like, I'm kidding! Can I come in your mouth? Abraham's like, is that a test of my faith? God's like, sure, yes. And then God came in Abraham. This is turning into fan fiction, but God came in Abraham's mouth. And Abraham's like, wow, I really thought that you were gonna stop at the last second like you did with the killing my, or I guess it'd be like, like you did with the killing my phone. God's like, I work in mysterious ways.
Watch Sarah Silverman, A Speck of Dust, only on Netflix. And be sure to follow us at Netflix is a Joke on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.